First this morning, a third of all managed isolation spaces, that's 2,000 hotel rooms, have lain empty every day since July. Last week, there were about 2,600 vacancies out of 7,000 hotel rooms. Henko de Beer is one of those wanting non-New Zealanders to be considered for border exemptions. He waved goodbye to his four-day-old baby boy, Sion, his wife and five-year-old daughter, Emma Bella, when he left South Africa in January. He told our reporter, Jill Bonnet, they had been due to join him in Hamilton in March and is begging authorities to consider their plight.
Myself and my daughter are extremely close, and she's taking it very hard. And then on top of that, I had, you can really say, zero bonding time with my son. I mean, he's crawling now. He's standing up, he's starting to say a few words. So I've missed that entire time with my wife seeing our baby boy develop.
So when you hear that there were excess places in managed isolation, does it make you feel that they should have loosened the criteria a little bit?
Yeah, it just relaxed a little bit in the sense of looking at the bigger picture of the families involved. I can understand that they need to prioritize the New Zealanders and the residents, which they have done, and still they have space. So at least the split families, to try and reunite them first and then take it from there, then they can start looking at the next batches. We are literally begging immigration, just look closely at the total picture.
What's your reaction then to hear that an average of 1,000 or 2,000 a day vacancies in these managed isolation facilities?
Exactly. It's extremely disappointing when we see that. There are only a couple of flights occasionally coming through, and each time we see some dates available for flight, and we know that there is accommodation or isolation facility, and then we see those dates pass. One by one, the chances are going. You start to panic. You lie awake and you think, could this fail? Could you really be packing your suitcase and going home sometime soon? Because it's just not working. And it's not fair. We've given up everything and we are losing everything that we have just to come here. And now it's taking such an emotional toll that you have to start making decisions. You know, you cannot keep your family apart forever.
That's Henko de Beer speaking to RNZ's Jill Bonnet.